Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at program A.
Hey, Todd.
B. Yes, hey, Adam.
This is Adam. The ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going to show you two shots. I'm going to show you the handheld. This is the handheld right here. And you can see he's got a body part down, but his ball is pinned against his lower leg right there with the tops of his hands.
Keep going.
And then he's out there, right? And then he's still fumbling with that ball.
Okay, on that shot right there.
Here's your review happening in the booth.
He gets control, but he's clearly out.
Do you see a loss of control with a foot in the white?
I don't think he has control there.
I agree with you.
Keep going. Don't cut it short. Definitely don't cut it short. It keeps going. They go to another camera angle. They've already both agreed on the call. Another camera angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an improvement. Not an improvement.
Yeah, because they're really not
doing anything different than Gene Steratore is doing. They're doing not. It's
right.
The difference is it's you remove Steratore and you get the official, and the official makes the call. And if you think the official's wrong, nothing's different.
Yeah, I guess it's lesser of two evils for me, though. I would prefer that over Gene Steratore.
It's a minute and a half on whether or not a receiver got a foot down and bounce, and you can see it in 1 second.
Well, that's too much. Because those rules guys aren't talking for 90 seconds straight, right?
Right.
So I guess it's longer. But if I'm going to get like 20 seconds of something, I'd rather have the actual conversation than the rules guy guessing at what the actual conversation is. But I'd rather just not have any of it. I'd rather just have them decide quickly and tell us through the ref on the field. That's it. Just have the color guy talk about it.
Yeah. Well, or just, I don't know, don't review everything. College football games last 4 hours anyway. They're long.
Is there an increase in commercials?
The clock stops on first downs, so that does it. Tons of reviews. College football is like I went to a review process and a college football game broke out, you know, one of those. Hmm. Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The Bills and the Dolphins, Thursday night football. Get excited.
Total dominance by the Bills over the Dolphins in the last like 5 years. This is the first time going in where it's like everybody agrees this one's going to be a blowout. Hasn't there always been a little bit of debate about like, you know, this might be the time the Dolphins actually can pull it off. They're better than they've been, or, you know, like the 70-point game going in, of course, was the extreme of this. This one's just nobody thinks they have a chance. And that's different. Like, it was usually just polarizing, I think, whether or not people thought Miami had a chance against the Bills going into a game.
That's probably where some people would get to I'm nervous about it now.
Because this would be the time they would lose it?
Yeah.
I don't see how it happens. What are they good at? Tell me one thing right now Miami is good at. We're secondary in the league.
Their defense is a mess.
Defensive line is hurt. Offensive line is horrible. I would tell you that their receivers are their strength, but you can't get them the ball more than 5 yards down the field anymore.
Jalen Waddle called a touchdown. Welcome back to – he's out of retirement.
That's good.
He was retired last year.
He's hurt up and down all
the
time.
He has been hurt a lot.
But I guess he's healthy now.
But he went 9 for – on the year, he's got 9 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown.
I mean, they're pulling tight ends out of retirement to start for them. And yeah. Waller just like, I don't know what the quarterback, they're so protective over how they play him because they know he can't get hit. Just there's nothing. There's nothing I'm afraid of. Achane maybe a little bit, but like he's got a line behind him to block. So I don't see how they would do it. I don't see how they would pull the upset on the Bills.
Yeah, what's the path to doing it?
The Jets I could get to. Well, you know, they could run the ball, and Fields is really athletic, and Breece Hall averages 6.5 yards against the Bills. And look at some of the pieces. They have some stars on defense, even if it's not completely. Like, I could talk myself into the Jets being competitive. That didn't happen. I don't even know where I would start talking myself into Miami's going to be competitive.
We've got to do an update to former Bill, future Bill. There's an update.
Who'd they sign?
They didn't sign anybody.
Okay.
But somebody on my former Bill, future Bill roster has landed with another team.
Oh, that's not good for you.
No, it's not. I gotta cut Mike White, and I got to go to waivers.
Where'd Mike White go?
Cincinnati. He just landed with the Bengals.
Okay.
So Mike White's in Cincinnati. Also, Joe Calley producing. Is Joe taking over Josh's team? Josh no longer with us here producing in the morning. Josh, we could still have Josh have his team, co-manage it.
Yeah. He could sell his team to Joe for some more cake for Friday.
A relocation fee.
A relocation fee, yeah.
You
would have a team of former Bills.
Okay.
Predicting they will become Bills again.
Gotcha.
Basically.
Okay.
I don't remember who's on Josh's team, but he had Rasul Douglas. And that's not going to happen because he is still on the Dolphins.
Yes, he is.
I mean, you weren't really thinking about Mike White coming back anytime soon, right?
Sure I was.
For what?
If Trubisky got popped in that one snap he was in, Mike White is right back on this team.
I mean, after he throws a dime
instead
to Josh Palmer, I mean, that is some job security for the year from Trubisky. It's the only thing we'll see him do.
That's right. I don't even know who would be a good pick at this point on former Bill, future Bill. We got on a roster, Ryan Bates, KJ Hamler, Quentin Jefferson, Harrison Phillips, Saran Neal, Ili Iancu, Kingsley Jonathan, Zach Davidson, Quentin Morris, Levi Wallace, and Isaiah McKenzie. Dean Marlowe is the best free agent out
there.
Well,
Isaiah McKenzie did have the talk. Sean McDermott said at a press conference last week that he had heard from McKenzie and he knows he wants to be on the team.
Yeah.
But he was kind of laughing about it. Like, I don't think that's in the cards. So probably not him. Yeah, who would you want right now in free agency? We forgot to get cut. Amari Cooper coming out of retirement.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. Someone gets hurt. Amari Cooper.
I mean, Gabe Davis is right there ready for the call.
I forgot Gabe Davis was on the team for a second.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The Chiefs are not favored. They are underdogs to win their division. You'll love to see it. You really do.
So, let's talk about this for a second. They could go on the road in week one. Doesn't that make it even more important to get the one seed if the Chiefs aren't going to win their division?
Yeah, because they're going to be favored to knock somebody off. If you're the two, you're playing the Chiefs. And if you're the one, you'll probably avoid them. You might play them in week two.
Well, unless you believe, you know, if it's Baltimore, Kansas City in week one,
yeah,
and the Ravens take care of business.
You'd love that. Who wouldn't take that right now? Bills one seed, and if you could design the rest of it, it would be Baltimore 2, Kansas City 7.
Oh, absolutely. Right, because you'd expect It would just be a different order. Because if Baltimore wins that game, I'm just waiting for Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. But most likely, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have to deal with Kansas City. That's right. Out.
And here's your perfect scenario. But the Chargers are three.
Okay.
Then it's Baltimore, LA, and you're playing as the one seed, the winner of the AFC South versus the top wild card.
Right.
And that's going to be Denver and Jacksonville.
See, what's funny, though, is on the flip side, I would take this, obviously, because you'd get Baltimore out. But if Kansas City was a low seed like that, if they don't win the division, and they pull off an upset against the Ravens, you're playing them in the next round. That would feel like you're playing for the Super Bowl right there, right? Because not that it couldn't lose it. If they were playing the Chiefs in the second round and the Ravens were out, everyone would be thinking they're going to smoke whoever they play in the AFC Championship. Whether that be an AFC South team or the Chargers or like imagine the AFC Championship game not being Baltimore or Kansas City. Because that's possible if the Chiefs don't win the division. And it's not something that you ever consider. Because it's always, it'll be Kansas City or Baltimore. But there's a chance that it wouldn't be. You would just need the Chiefs to beat the Ravens.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Approaching NHL season, hockey season, less than a week to get to the preseason opener.
So, Owen, you said training camp starts tomorrow, right? Tomorrow for training camp? So, Alex Tuch, I'm assuming, is going to get that question like immediately. Hey, where's the extension? Right? You were eligible to sign on June 1st, July 1st, and it's August 16th, and nothing. So, I don't know what he'll say about it. He did not really give much optimism at his end-of-season press conference that a deal was about to happen. Right? Like, he made comments like, I don't know, like we haven't talked to my wife about it yet.
That means it's coming today, right?
The extension.
Like, we're going to just say all this, like, it's not going to happen, not going to happen. Why isn't it happening?
Hey, we'll deal with it when you show up. That could be it. Or maybe he wants to see the year. He wants to see what the season looks like before he commits to 7 years.
Who could blame him?
I wouldn't.
Does it come down to whether or not Josh Norris is good? Like, really, if Josh Norris is good, then they'll be good.
And a lot really hinges on this Josh Norris.
He's a really
important
player. It's your top six.
Yeah.
You know who I also
maybe.
I also remembered yesterday is Jason Zucker.
Yes.
Like, had a really good year for them. And if you could follow that up, now they've got whatever they've got some pieces. I don't want to bury them until they're worth burying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like things could go right for them once, as opposed to Dahlin getting hurt a minute into camp.
Right.
They could just have Jack Quinn look like he's ready for the job again, and they could just have Josh Norris be healthy and train, and you know things could go the right way. Yeah. And if things go well, they still might not be good enough to make the playoffs, but things could go well. I know it's a very controversial take about the Sabres.
That like, they could
hey, listen,
go well.
Listen, all I'm saying is things could go well.
But how many things do you really need to go well?
You need goalie to go well.
You need goalie to go well. And how many players in your top six you trust right now? That's the other part. How many things do I need to go well in the top of my lineup that I feel good about their chances? You trust Tage, right?
Yep.
You trust Tuck. And do you trust Kulik? Who had 24 points last year. Do you trust him? Even if I give you that one. All right. Norris and then insert name here for two other spots at the top of my lineup. Could be Quinn. Could be Benson. Could be Zucker. So I'm not saying it couldn't go well either, but I don't need one thing to go well. I need like five things to go well that you might project wouldn't.
I have plenty of appreciation for like the hockey IQ of Benson. I know there's a lot of stuff to like about him. It's a tough sell for me on like top six. Right? That's a real tough
sell. I
mean,
he'll be fighting for it. He'll have to beat out Quinn and Zucker probably, but it's tough because I same thing, like watching him play, he's a step ahead of every other player, but he's also slower and smaller than every other player.
Yeah.
So like, it depends what his summer was. If he put on 20 pounds of muscle and he learned how to shoot,
I mean,
then,
20 pounds of muscle on his frame, like that's just...
I don't know. Like...
Like Benson,
it's more about him learning how to shoot for me. Like he could not shoot his first two seasons.
He would need to double his goal production. And how often does that happen? At 10 goals. If you're a top six, I need you to get 25.
From 19 to 20, maybe that happens a little bit in the league.
It's just a big jump.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. Extendo Sports on the way, then we'll pass it off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.